Harry was trying to retreat, digging at the gravel path with his sneakers, dragging a groove with his butt, paddling with his elbows. Bobby swung the bat and hit him in the stomach. Harry lost his air and his elbows and sprawled on his back. His eyes were dazed, filled with sun-bright tears. His pimples stood out in big purple and red dots. His mouth, thin and mean on the day Rhonda Houston had rescued him, was now a big, loose quiver. Oh, stop! I give! Oh, Jesus! He doesn't recognize me, Bobby realized. The sun's in his eyes. He doesn't even know who it is. That wasn't good enough. Not satisfactory, boys, was what the Camp Winnie counselors said after a bad cabin inspection. Sully told him that, not that Bobby cared. Who gave a shit about cabin inspections and making bead wallets? But he gave a shit about this, yes, indeed. And he leaned close to Harry's agonized face. Remember me, Robin Hood, he asked. You remember me, don't you? I'm the Maltex baby. Harry stopped screaming. He stared up at Bobby, finally recognizing him. Get you... He managed. You won't get shit, Bobby said, and when Harry tried to grab his ankle, Bobby kicked him in the ribs. Oh! Harry Doolin cried, reverting to his former scripture. What a creep, Nimrod infants on parade. That probably hurt me more than it hurt you, Bobby thought. Kicking people when you're wearing sneakers is for dumbbells. Harry rolled over. As he scrambled for his feet, Bobby uncoiled a home run swing and drove the bat squarely across Harry's buttocks. The sound was like a carpet beater hitting a heavy rug, a wonderful sound. The only thing that could have improved this moment would have been Mr. Biterman also sprawled on the path. Bobby knew exactly where he'd like to hit him. Half a loaf was better than none, though, or so his mother always said. That was for the Gerber baby, Bobby said. Harry was lying flat on the path again. Sobbing. Snot was running from his nose in thick green streams. With one hand he was feebly trying to rub some feeling back into his numb ass. Bobby's hands tightened on the taped handle of the bat again. He wanted to lift it and bring it down one final time. Not on Harry's shin or Harry's backside, but on Harry's head. He wanted to hear the crunch of Harry's skull, and really, wouldn't the world be a better place without him, little Irish? Shit. Low, little. Steady on, Bobby. Ted's voice spoke up. Enough is enough, so just steady on. Control yourself.